Hello, boys and girls. I hope you've brushed your teeth, you've washed your face, and you're ready for your story. Tonight's story is The Ugly Duckling from Favourite Fables. There was once a little mother duck. She had 6 eggs in her nest, and there she sat day after day in the summer sun, patiently waiting for them to hatch. 5 of the eggs were small and white, but the 6th egg was large and brown. The little duck always wondered why that egg was so different. One morning, she heard a crack, then another, and another. The eggs were hatching. One by one, they tumbled from their shells, and soon 5 little chicks were gathered under the wings of their proud mother. But the large brown egg had not hatched. "What can be keeping my last little chick?" thought the mother duck to herself, and she settled herself on top of the egg to keep it warm. At last, she felt the egg moving, and out scrambled a chick. But this chick was nothing like her other babies. He was covered in dull brown fluff and had a long, scrawny neck. He wasn't nearly as pretty as his brothers and sisters, but the mother duck loved him just the same and took care to protect him from the other farmyard animals who often teased him.
"Did you ever see anything quite as ugly as that gawky-looking creature?" squawked a large brown duck to his friend, the white hen.
"Go away," clucked the hen. "We don't want you in our farmyard." And she pecked at the poor duckling with her sharp beak. Not a day passed by without one animal or another making fun of the duckling, so at last he decided he would run away. One dark night, he crept away quietly while everyone was asleep and headed for the open fields. By daybreak, he was quite exhausted. "I will rest for a while," he said to himself, and was soon fast asleep. But he awoke just 2 minutes later to feel the hot breath of a large animal wafting over him. Peeking out from under his wing, he was terrified to see a fierce beast with a long red tongue. It was a hunting dog. But to the duckling's great relief, it simply sniffed him and then padded away across the moor. "I'm too ugly even for that dog to eat," thought the duckling to himself sadly, and he waddled off in search of somewhere to live. Not far away, there was a cottage, and for a time, the duckling stayed there with an old lady, her hen, and her cat. But they were not like him. And as the days passed, he longed to find some water so that he could splash about and swim. "I must find a pond," he told the cat as he waved them goodbye. The weather grew colder and the snow began to fall. Suddenly, the duckling heard a strange sound high above him, and looking into the sky, he saw a flock of white geese flying south for the winter. The duckling watched them go, spellbound. He had never seen anything so beautiful in his life. "If only I could go with them," he sighed. "But what would those lovely creatures want with an ugly companion like me?" On he trudged, and at last he reached a little pond. But how wretched he was when he saw that the water had turned to ice. Soon he found that he could not get out of the water and back onto the land. After a while, the ice crept closer and closer, and then he was trapped. The duckling would surely have died if a man had not happened to pass by at that very moment. He saw the little creature stuck fast in the ice and took him home and warmed him in front of the fire. So the duckling spent the next few weeks being cared for by the kind man and his wife. Soon the weather grew warmer and the duckling longed to be on his way once again. "I must find a proper home for myself," he explained to the man and his wife as he waddled away. The air grew softer, the birds sang, and the flowers bloomed once again. The duckling felt stronger, and he noticed that his feet and body had grown much bigger and seemed to be changing colour. He felt happy and excited, and, stretching out his wings, he beat them up and down for fun. Just imagine his astonishment when he found himself leaving the ground and flying through the air. What a glorious feeling it was to be soaring on high. "Here in the sky I am free," he said to himself happily. All at once he saw something exciting far below him. As he swooped down to get a better look, he recognized the snow-white birds who had flown over him on the way south. Now they had returned and were splashing in the pond. The duckling landed on the water and slowly swam towards them. "I know I am ugly," he said shyly, "but please let me stay with you and be your friend." "Why, you are not ugly," laughed the birds. "You have become a beautiful swan just like us." And when the duckling looked down at the pond water, he realized that he was indeed a swan. The end. Okay, boys and girls, that was the end of the story. I hope you liked it, and I'll see you next time. Bye!